Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 41, Tribe Talk, the podcast. It's our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics in a very special episode as we head to the start of June, as the school year is already wound down for the seniors. Graduation has taken place last week of school, coming up in a couple of weeks, and we are coming to our summer months here on Tribe Talk as well, as we will pause the podcast and pick it back up in August. But before we do, a very special episode here is we're going to talk with now one of the most decorated student athletes in Bridgeport High School history. That is recently graduated senior Carter Zuliani, who won his fourth state championship in a school year, in a calendar year. Won football, of course, as a part of the Indians' unbeaten football team, a key two-way starter. Also went on to be the starting center for the Bridgeport Indians Class AAA boys basketball champion. Also in there, prior to that, was a part of a boys swimming championship, a team title, and then won an individual state championship in the discus just a couple of weeks ago at Laidley Field, University of Charleston Stadium, as Carter. Four state championships in the same year. So we're going to talk with him coming up. And recap his senior year. Of course, he's headed to Morgantown to play football for the Mountaineers, and he will begin his summer workouts here very, very soon. So we'll catch up with Carter coming up. Of course, we'll do our very, very quick whip around in the final segment, because there's only one team still playing at Bridgeport High School in this academic athletic year, and that's the Bridgeport baseball team. They were in action to take on Frankfort in the opening game of the Super Regional. We'll update you on that and set the schedule for the rest of the week coming up. First, pleased to be joined by Carter Zuliani, Bridgeport now alum of Bridgeport High School, four-time state champion this year. And Carter, first off, before we look at the other four state championships, let's focus in on the most recent. That's your individual state title in the discus throw at the University of Charleston Stadium at Laidley Field, as I mentioned a couple of weekends ago. And if you look back on that, and just give me some thoughts on how that came to pass, and thoughts on not only this past championship but also the track season as a whole.
I think it went pretty well. I started off a little, not rough, I would say. I PR'd, I think, first meet. Mm-hmm. But my coaches and my dad knew I could get higher and I had the potential to win. Going into states, I was a little nervous because I had a really bad meet at regionals. I basically snuck in I'd say I snuck in states because I scratched three, I think. Mm-hmm. Which that's not very good, because I was supposed to win regionals technically, and I think I got seventh maybe, but then in like my final throw I walked in fourth place, so that was good.
Yeah, good chance.
So going into states I was a little nervous just because I had a bad meet, but then first throw I threw 162, so I knew I was in a good spot after that, and then it was just waiting to see if anyone would throw further throw than me, and then nobody ended up doing that.
Did you, throughout the year, did you check distances, throughout the state? Were you, not only, I know, regional and then obviously in our area, but were you looking at some of the statewide numbers in AAA to see what about where everyone was?
Yeah, definitely. I also looked at other classes just to see how I was throughout the whole state. Mm-hmm. And luckily we had the kid from Philip Barber. He threw like a 163 maybe, so he was at a lot of the meets, so I had good competition with him, so that also helped.
We'll get into the four state championships, but really if you look at it, I think one of the things that's so amazing with you is that you've won four state championships in four sports that really don't have a lot of correlation with each other. Yeah. And track is this particular one is probably the biggest outlier of the group. You know, what has been your mindset with that? I mean, is the discus been something that you worked on even when you were in some of the other sports, or is it just something that, you know, when track season came, it was time to pick it up and start hurling it?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad grew up throwing, so he always wanted me to throw, and then my sister threw also, so we've been doing it. My mom actually showed me a video of me throwing when I was like 5, because my dad used to coach the Buchanan girls throwers a little bit, and they had a couple state championship chips. So growing up, I always wanted to do it, but then I also only did it when it was track season. Like, it's not something that I worked on outside of track season.
So for someone that, like myself, that's never thrown one, you know, walk me through the process. Like, what, in order to get good at it, what do you have to do? What do you have to possess in terms of technique? I guess would be the word for it.
It's definitely a lot of technique, because you can, it's the same with shot put. I've known some pretty strong guys that can't throw a shot put over 40 feet, even though they can deadlift 500 pounds. They can't throw it over a 12-pound ball over 40 feet. So it takes a lot of technique. Discus, you have to have a lot of body control. Mm-hmm. A couple past years, I've like not had much control, and that's causes you to fall out the ring or not have as much power. And you can tweak something little, and it can add 20 feet to your throw just like that. That's how technical throwing is.
And I would guess, you know, back to my original thought, that there's not a lot of correlation. I guess there actually is, right? When you look back at it, some of the training you've done with your body and swimming and football probably in particular has helped you become a better discus thrower, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I think swimming's helped in all sports. Just swimming's definitely helped me stretch out my body a little bit, even though I hate it, but it's definitely helped me in the long run.
Has it hit you? I mean, I'm around a bunch of sports writers down here in Charleston this week for the state softball tournament, and I've talked to many of them that have been around quite a long time, and asked them, you know, do you recall in the state of West Virginia, any student athlete in the modern era doing what you accomplished in winning 4 state championships in the school year? You know, here's the thing that I said. Not only is that unbelievable, but in this day and age, a lot of student athletes in high school don't play 4 sports, much less win 4 state championships in the same singular year. And to answer the question, they can't come up with anybody that has done this in state history in the modern era that has won 4 in the same year. So I know that that's probably something as you age, you'll look back on and probably have a different appreciation for it than what you have now. But I'm just kind of curious as to what your thoughts are after you got it done in Charleston.
I haven't really thought about it that much, just because one of my main goals was to win a state, just one state championship, nonetheless 4. Definitely thanks to all the coaches that helped me along the way and my parents. You know, growing up, they always, at some times I didn't want to play 4 sports just because I always wanted to stick with maybe 1 or 2 and focus on them. But I think in the long run, them having me do 4 sports has helped me succeed at everything. Like working how to balance 2 things like classwork and sports. Mm-hmm. You know, at Buchanan, I'd have basketball right after school, and then I'd have to do some schoolwork. You know, Buchanan didn't give out that much schoolwork, but still a little schoolwork. And then I'd have to go to swim practice at 8, and then it'd just be that every day. So it's helped me in a lot of different ways.
You, I think, are a great example of the exception to the norm. You know, today, unfortunately, I think a lot of kids specialize and miss out on not only you know, the social opportunity and the various things that come with sampling different sports, but they, you know, one helps the other. certainly. And I think you're a prime example of that. And I'm just curious, you know, your thoughts on when you see, you know, some of your classmates or, you know, some friends that are only, you know, concentrating on one sport and they're a tremendous athlete and could really help their primary sport by playing other sports.
Yeah, I definitely think that if you can do multiple sports, you should definitely, because one sport is going to help in a different sport. Mm-hmm. Like playing soccer growing up, I wasn't as aggressive on the basketball court. And then when I started playing football freshman, sophomore year, I was more aggressive going after rebounds, boxing people out. So I think that helped me in a basketball aspect. And then swimming just helped all around everything with flexibility and just overall stretching. You know, it's nice to mm-hmm. have a hard basketball practice and then just get in the pool and do a couple laps. So I think doing as many, not as many, but more than just one sport can help you in multiple ways.
So when you get older and you have, you know, kid or kids, in this case, kids, and you're ever asked which kid's your favorite, you know, you can't ever answer that question. So since you don't, you know, have that experience in life yet, I'm going to ask you about your current kids, and that's your state championships, for the sake of this conversation. Which was your favorite?
That's tough. I think it'd be football, mm-hmm. just because that was probably like the main goal. Is coming here at first, I think everyone thought we had the higher chance in football, nonetheless, yeah. Basketball and everything else. But we obviously knew we had a chance in basketball, but football was just higher of possibility. Hmm. So, and I just think, I'm trying to think how to word this. All junior year playing Buchanan versus Bridgeport and like communicating with all those guys, mm-hmm. and them all mm-hmm. trying to get me to come to Bridgeport, and then me actually coming and us winning the state championship just made it 10 times better.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that. Football would be number one, and then basketball would be very close right behind it, and then probably track and then swimming.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You've got a personal reason, which, you know, I totally get. I think on the surface, at least for me, and I was obviously there every step of the way to witness two of them. To me, basketball was very rewarding because football we were expected to win, and you know, there's still some pressure that goes along with that. And when you're able to finally, you know, complete it and live up to the expectations and lofty expectations were set, that's rewarding in itself. But I thought basketball, if you look at the first game against Nitro earlier in the season at West Virginia State to where, you know, we finished up in Charleston against Nitro, that team improved, you know, immensely. World of difference between the
definitely.
Yeah, between those two teams. And I thought that at least for me, and you know, honestly for you, you know, you were a much, much different basketball player in March than you were there in the Institute. Would you agree?
Definitely, yeah. I think just that first month was more of just getting in shape and building team chemistry.
Yeah.
I think it was just a change for everyone on that team just because I've never played with them at all before. So, and they've never played with someone brand new like that. So I think it was hard for all of us to get in a groove, but then you could see it probably around, trying to think, probably the university game is when it all started. Mm-hmm. Coming together, and you could really tell a difference from the being a season to then.
Yeah, certainly. All right, well, that's the past, unfortunately. Your high school career is over, a memorable one, to say the least. You'll definitely go down in Bridgeport sports lore for quite a long time with what you accomplished, but, you know, onward and upward, on to bigger and better things, and you're not sitting around this summer, for sure. You're already on the move, headed to Morgantown, and just kind of curious your thoughts and your anxiety level as you start this next chapter.
I'm obviously going to be a little nervous, but mm-hmm. I'm honestly not that nervous because it's basically everything that I just went through this year is just happening again, you know, moving to a new school, new team, new everything. So I've kind of already been, I know it's a different level, but it's still similar in many ways. So I think I'm definitely ready and then very excited.
So, what have you been told in terms of your near future in a Mountaineer uniform, and really what I guess what the expectation of you is? I'm not even going to say this football season. Let's just start with this summer. What do you and what have you been told that you need to work on just from a body standpoint?
They haven't really told me much. I think they're just going to load everything on me when I get there tomorrow. I know their coach Rodriguez told me tight end and DN possibly both ways because of the roster cuts and stuff, but I don't know exactly all of that stuff. But they're definitely going to put weight on me and run me, but that's all I really know for now.
All right, sounds good. Well, congratulations, first and foremost on your graduation. And then secondly, but nearly as important on a I mean a dream senior season. I would imagine that, I mean,
Sure.
you couldn't have written it any better.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Carter. Again, best of luck in Morgantown. We'll be certainly following you. All right, whip around. Coming up next.
Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram announces employee pricing for everyone. Act fast before the tariffs kick in. Employee pricing for everyone on every new vehicle. Only at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
All right, I mentioned the baseball team. Only team that is remaining playing for 2024-2025 school year, and the baseball team kicked off the Super Region on Thursday nights after being delayed pretty much the entire week. It was supposed to start on Tuesday, because got washed out, pushed to Thursday, and unfortunately Bridgeport falls to Frankfort in the opening game of the Super Regional. Great game though. Final was 6-5. Indians down 4-0, put up 4 runs in the sixth inning to tie the score, including a 2-run shot from Jacob Stravakis. But Frankfort able to battle back and score 2 runs in the top half of the seventh. The Indians were only able to post one, but had the tying runner on third base and the winning run in scoring position on second base. But Bridgeport does fall 6-5, so the Indians now face a do-or-die game that is scheduled, weather permitting, at Frankfort on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Should the Indians win that game, then the series comes back to Bridgeport on Saturday afternoon, I believe at 2 p.m., as that would be essentially the game will decide the berth in the state tournament coming up next week, I should say, starting on Thursday at Gomart Ballpark in downtown Charleston. So Bridgeport back against the wall as they head to Frankfort coming up on Friday at 11 a.m. All right, that's going to do it. Episode 51. Now, in terms of the podcast and our podcasting plans here over the next month or so, I hope, well, a couple things. If the Indians advance to the state tournament of baseball, we plan to catch up with Robert Shields and get you a preview of that next week. Should the Indians lose in the Super Region, their season would be the complete. I would plan to talk with Tom Sears, the athletic director of Bridgeport High School, just get a wrap on what's been just a wonderful school year from Tom, and kind of set the offseason heading into August. And then, of course, that would be our final podcast until we start back up in August. So, again, we'll be with you next week. Either be Robert Shields or Tom Sears as our guest as we wind down a very ultra-successful school year. So thanks for joining us for Tribe Talk, the podcast. Again, we'll talk to you next week for the final time.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here too.